when Simon Lamed Beis, we're in the middle of Sif Dalet. So let us just start, we'll start from the Lashon of the Mechaber. Tzorich Shaloi Tidovek Shum Ois Bechavoto, that one Ois should not touch the other one. Ala Kol Ois Tiyeh Mokefes Gvil, every Ois should be surrounded with cloth. Hago, V'yichtoiv Ksiva Tamo, and he should write a Ksiva Tamo, that should be Tamo, that means it should be clear, the difference between the Beis and the Chof, and the Zion and the Endanun. Shlo Yechosa, Afilu Kutzei Shel Yud, Afilu the Kites of the Yud, which the Pashas as it means, the that what is projecting from on the left side of the Yud, underneath the Gag of the Yud, that's the Kutzei Shel Yud. So this we learned yesterday. V'yehei mituyog kehil chosoy. And the oisiyas should be mituyog, that should have tagim kehil chosoy. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Kehil chosoy v'oisiyas shatneis gates, that so they should have tagim on them. That means here we have a picture, let's say here we have Shatnez gates, the bottom line is without tagim, and the top line is we put tagim over these oisiyas Shatnez gates. So it should be metuyek hilchosei that these oisiyas should have tagim on them. V'zehu rak lechatchila. The lechatchila you need tagim. The b'diyevet kosher l'reiva poiskim im loitiyeg. That means, according to l'reiva poiskim, if there was no tagim, it's also kosher l'kamon b'simim l'amadvav siv gimon ayin shom shememu shom kol protei dinei atik. Now, let us go to see. Oh, no, let's finish the Ramah. L'chatchile yichtoiv ksivo gaso ktsas. When one is writing the oisiyas, so the oisiyas should not be very thin. The oisiyas should be a little thick. Shaloi yeyiyu nimchokim mehero. So that means that if there, here he has a picture. So here he has a picture over here. He has two sets of oisiyas. So that means if the oisiyas are very thin, so they can split, so it'll be very readily possible. So you should make the oisiyas a little thicker, the regular shin. That means it should be, it shouldn't be very thin, so one can be ensured that it won't split the reis hayomim. That's what the quality of the. No, it depends how the cipher writes it. Okay. But this al kapana will help the situation. I mean, if he writes it thicker, it'll be thicker. Yeah, but al kapana, it should not be a very thin line because this can become puzzle. That means we'll see what will happen, but it can very readily become nimchak if it's only the line is a mashal. And one more halacha, v'chein mitzvah liyafoison, one should beautify the oisiyas mi bachutz u'mi befnim. So now let us. So what does this mean? So it means like this. It means the oisiyas of the bayis. Here we have the oisiyas of the shel rosh yemashin. So the shin should be nice. It should be a nice shin. And we befnim the pashis which are inside the bayis should also be nice. We have oisim. No. You look at different. No, it's can see differences. Yeah, okay. In the Oishiyas Gufa, there are different. It should be yafe. It should be nice. There's difference in Chetoris, you can tell. So Al Kaponim, so the Chiddush is the Parashi is inside, even though they're covered with batim and no one notices them, no one sees it. But it should also be yafe. That's the Chiddush over here in the Ramah. That's right. That's the Chiddush. Hey, tzorich sheyichtoy biyiminoy. One, the cipher should write the parshiyas with his right hand. Afilu imhu shoylet b'shtei yodov. And this is alachatchila dekedin. Even he writes with two hands. So this is alachatchila dekedin. If he writes equally with two hands, he should write with the right hand. Wonder. Now, the imkosav b'smoil. What if he wrote it with the left hand? And here we're speaking about these writing. This case is about a new thing. Vimkosav b'smoil, and he's a righty. Sulim, it's possible. Im evsha limsay acherim sulim b'yemin. That means that if he can find other parshiyas that were written b'yemin, so halachically he should not put on these parshiyas. He should not wear this batim. But let us just explain a little bit. But if this is the only parshiyas he can find, it was written by someone with his left hand, so she put it on without a broche. And let us just explain what we are saying over here. Most poiskim hold, and let us, this will help us a little in the next Mishnah Berurah. Most poiskim hold, it says, uchsavtom, so the ksiva should be derech ksiva, the way it is normally written. And normally, a right-handed person writes with his right hand. So, uchsavtom, that's one way to darshan. Uchsavtom, it should be written normal, the way it is normally written. So, a person who has a right hand, he writes with his right hand. A person who's a righty, a person who's a lefty, he writes with his left hand. But al kaponim, so if I'm a righty and I write with my left hand, so there is a psul of a chsavtom. It was not written in the normal way one should write. That's one drash. We're going to talk about that soon. Let's put that on hold and we'll talk about that soon. That means the way you said now, that you're right. Because if you're a left-handed person will write with the right hand, it should be possible. There's one more cheshbon. There's another drash. There's a drash, what the Labush brings down. Ukshavtom, ukshavtom. So the Labush says that ukshavtom, the hand that is used to tie the tefillin, ukshavtom, that hand should be used to write the parshiyas. This is a new drash. We didn't have this drash before. It says ukshartom uksavtom. So the hand that is used to tie the tefillin, that hand, we'll see more of the kanafka means, that hand should be used to write the tefillin, Okay, we'll come back to that. So there's two drashes. Now, after these two drashes, there's a machlokes apoiskim. Do we hold these two drushes? Other Rishonim bring down these drushes and they say it's possible. So it's not derech ksive, it's not ukshartam or ksavtam, it's possible. Other poiskim hold, they don't even talk about it. So others simply don't talk about it, so it seems they hold it's kosher. So we have a machlokes poiskim. We have two drushes. One ksavtam is derech ksive. No, chsavta, taitcha, chsavta means derech ksiva. Yeah, but it seems it says by Tulun also, Achsav Tom Al Kaponim Derech Chsidim. Al Kaponim, but in the parish it says Achsav Tom Tulun Derech Chsidim. Yeah, could be. And then there's another drash, Achsav Tom Achsav Tom. Anyway, so there are some Paiskim that say Beferish that if it was written with the left hand, it's possible. Forget about it. There are other Paiskim which don't mention it. And now there's a shaila. Since they don't mention it, so could be they hold it's kosher, could be not. But so now it's like this. So the Mechaba Paskins as follows. If you can get a hold of parshis that were written by a person with his right hand, you can get hold of those parshis, you have no right to rely on the poskim which are makel and say they don't speak about the Indian of a right hand. You have no right. If you any way can get parshiyas that were written by a sefer with a right hand, you have to be machmer and only put on those parshiyas. And don't say, well, I got these parshiyas, I left it. No. It's possible. That means we're passing for you. Calls if you have any capability of getting parshiyas which are written by the sefer with his right hand, you're mechuyev to be mitabel and get them. And we say you're not yaitz with the other tefillin. If he finds himself in a dilemma, in a predicament, that the only parshiyas he has was written from a person who was a righty and wrote it with his left hand, so we'll tell him, put it on. Don't make a bracha chas v'shalom because suffik brachas v'hakol to say it's possible, but you're accomplishing something, and so this is and you're massive. Do this. Could be you're putting on kosher too. So that is the last half.
If you had a choice of right hand,
when
he's writing with his right or left.
No, that is no difference. It has to. A lefty that writes with his left hand, that's called he wrote with his right hand. That's no chiluk whatsoever. The shout if it was a righty that wrote with the left hand. Yes. This is halacha. Bim kosav b'smoil, psulim. If it was written b'smoil, it's possible. Im evshe limse acherim ksuvim b'yamin. If you can get other parshiyas, then you should get other. If it's any way possible to get other parshiyas, you cannot rely on the poskim which are makel, and you have to get other parshiyas. So we can derive from this, but if you can't get other parshiyas, please put this on without a bracha. The iter yas mal didei havi yamin. A person who's a lefty, so his left hand is called yad yamin. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Sheyichtoiv biyeminoi. He should write with his right hand. Dein derech ksiva b'smoil. So the Baal de Mishnah Berurah is bringing down this first drosha. Uchsavto means derech ksiva. Vuhu adin lasis eze tikun b'smoil b'inyin ha-ksiva. If he has to be misaken something which pertains to the ksiva, the puzzle. That means if there's a Kaitshel Yud which wasn't written, and he'll write the Kaitshel Yud with his left hand, so it'll be possible. That means Ksiva has to be B'yamin. And any Chelek of Ksiva has to be B'yamin. Aval lahafchid negiye sheba oisiyais. We learned yesterday that if you have two oisiyais, we have a dugma that we had, let's say, A man was touching the reish. We hear the man was touching the reish. So we hear over here. So there's a machlokes if you have to, if the others hold you mechuyev to separate it. So this can be done afilu with a left hand. This is not ksive. Chsav tom the drosh is the chelik of ksive has to be done with the right hand. Chsav tom derek ksive. But this pu'ula of scratching away, separating two oishis, that's not ksiva. So memeo, this can be done with a left hand. That's one thing. Nira de kosha filo b'smoil. Dumya de machshirinin ba'anoshim apsulim lezeh lakama b'simil lametes al kapona b'diyavet ayin shot. And he brings a mordika halacha, which we see this. there's a loche further that says as follows. Let's say I have a word, and let's say in the middle of the word la'ovdoi. So you have a dalet, the lamed ayin beis dalet vav. Fine. The seifa made a space between the end of the dalet to the vav. So if you look at the word the way it was written, so la'eved vav, that means the vav was there's a big space between the dalet and the vav. The shul, how big the space is permitted to be. But you can see it looks like it's la'eved vav. It doesn't look like la'avdoi. So it's possible. So you know what you have to do? You have to lengthen the gag of the dalet, make the gag of the dalet longer. So now the dalet will be closer to the vav. So this halacha is not called ksiva. That means even a guy could also do it. That means because I have a dalet already, I have a problem, the dalet is far away from the vav. So this doesn't have hilchos ksiva. So Mamela, with your left hand, you can do it also. That's what he said. Gives these two misholim. It seems that this is not a problem because it's not ksive. This is only. It seems like that. It seems that for the somnus posel lichtev, somnus posel lichtev sefer Torah is kosher for this. So kaponim, this is not called ksive. But yeah, bismoil. So now he starts explaining the machaba. Bismoil haino b'sheilet b'yamin labad. First he said that, but now he says that it's possible, speaking about a person who writes with his right hand, and he writes now with his left hand, haino b'sheilet b'yamin labad. Abo, im sheilet b'shteyad, if he can write equally with both hands, afilu kosher b'smoilet kosher. Now, v'afilu im sheilet b'yamin, afilu he's a righty, if you can't find other parshiyas, so you should put on these parshiyas, you should be soimach on the poskim who hold that you don't need yamin, you need him, achla, yavorech aleim. The sefer shekosev b'yamin, v'chol melachtei b'smail, v'lehepach. Now let us just refresh our memory. For 1 minute. We had a machlekes before, the halacha is that you put tefillin on your left hand. Now, we have two mekoyres to this halacha that has to be on the left hand. One of the mekoyres words says yod cho with the hay, so we darshin yad keho, the weak hand, so you should put it on the weekend. The tefillin should be for Yisrael Yodcha, it should be on the weekend. That's one drasha. There's another drasha that we have, uchsavtom uksharton, but there the drasha goes fakir. You should be kosher the tefillin with the hand you write with. So if you write with your right hand, you should be kosher the tefillin with the right hand. Now, we had a machloikis, which is dependent on these two droshes. What is the halacha if a person does all his malacha with his left hand, everything he does, and he writes with his right hand? So now, it depends on these two droshes. If you darshan yad keyo, so you put it on the right hand, even though he writes with the right hand, But this is the Yad Keya, everything he does with the left hand. So if the drosha of Yad Keya is Iker, so you're going to go and put the tefillin on your right hand. If you're going to darshan uksavtam ukshaltam, you should tie the tefillin with the hand you write with, so then you have to put the tefillin on the left hand. And so we have a machlekes. In such a case that a person writes with one hand, and the Yad Keya is the other hand, where he should put tefillin. Fine. So that's a machlekes. There we had a psak of the Rambam. Fine. But now the Prima Godim says, if we're going to have a sefer that has this problem. He writes with one hand, and he's kosher, and he writes with one hand, the yadkeya is the other hand. And now we have now a new drosha. We have two new droshas. You have a drosha, the hand you're kosher with. That's the hand you should be kosher with. So we have such a drosha. So there'll be problems. There'll be problems what hand he should write with. That means if he has such a situation, he writes with one hand and the yadkeya is the other hand. So we're going to have a problem how to make the droshas, and he'll have a problem which hand to write with. So Memela for the Prima Kodma says to take this person for a Sefer Shemesh Shemayim. That means we're going into a Machloikis, which a Machloikis HaPoiskim, and it's a Shrek. So the Prima Godim says, Sefer Shekosev B'Yemin, V'chol Malachte B'Smeil, Elahepech, Kosev HaPrima Godim, Shenoche L'chadchilo Shalei L'kabloi L'Sefer. So don't, you should tell him he should look for a different job, he should not be a Sefer, because his old Safchis is problematic, but the Yevid ain't lesser. But the Yevid, well, if he wrote it, a lesser. Now, we just said that a person who's a lefty, his left hand, this is his Yemin. Okay. In Kosa, be Yemina, Apostle, Kamei Bismil Dalmas. So he's going to write with his right hand, so that's his left hand. But now, Imam Shalim Sayachayim, that's what he said. If it was written with the left hand, then you can get other parshis. You should not wear these twill. Because of a Ramah. Hashaykh Lacha Maisa. Maisa hoya be Mitzrayim, Shetofas echad akumis bisfoso. There was a person that put the kumis in his mouth. Because of boy. And he wrote it with his mouth. He's a kunsli. He wrote it with his mouth. Uposloi. So the Ramah says it's posle. Dein derech sive bepeh lekula alme. It's not the receive it. So just like we said that if it was written with the left hand, he's a writing, he wrote it with the left hand. So it's not the receive it, so it's possible. So the Ramah says if he wrote it with his mouth, it's also not the receive it. People don't write with their mouths. So Memela, so the Ramah says it's possible. Now, what? Is what? Wrote what then? A woman you're speaking about? Oh, this is a nudin. If a woman is kosher for... What? Yeah. She wrote with her mouth?
No.
No? I don't know. We're not. That's another parasha. That's about Noshim. We're not up to there yet. Okay. By children, she's not in the parasha. Okay, that's another parasha. Yeah, apostle is a machlekes, I think. Apostle deyn derech ksiva bepeh lekulam. Because of Amogen Avron, the apostle afilim ev shalim tzay achaynam. So now the Amogen Avron says that this is worse than a left hand. A left hand of a person, lemaise, the left hand of a person, it says if you don't have any other parshas, but you have it, you can use it. But here the mouth, the Magen Avraham says, here you can never use it. I'm a saving Mishnah Savraham, Mishnah, I get Makusha, by Paiskim, the Mashin is there, by a Kaisa Beragel, a Kaisa Beyasma. Others say it's the same thing. It's not. So the Mele, if you don't have any other parshas, you can put it out. Now, let us speak about Sirtut. Now that we have a picture over here of Sirtut, so let's first see what we're talking about. And then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. So Sivov, so let's first say what the Daf Yemi Balocha says in English. The lines etched in the parchment upon which the words of Torah are written are called sirtut. That means that schools, they make lines, if you notice, in the Sefer Torah, and so there are lines that are etched out in the Sefer Torah, and this is called Sirtut. The letters are written with their upper edge on the edge and the etched line. So that means normally they start writing the gag, the top of the ois is not underneath the etching. It is mamish, it starts from the etching, and you continue the ois. That's it. It's fine. So that lines are written with their upper edge on the edge on the etched line. Fine. What? Yeah. Okay. Although the parshiyos of tefillin per se are not required to be written upon sirtut, the tefillin, there's no chiyuv to write. That means there are other. Well, let us just say one thing, and then we'll speak about tefillin. The halacha is, this halacha lemoishe mesinai, a mezuzah needs sirtut. That's for sure. So if a person has a mezuzah, he opens up his mezuzah and he sees there was no sirtut, there was no etched lines over there. It's a possible mezuzah. Forget about it. Whatever, don't look at the oishes, you know it's a possible mezuzah. A mezuzah needs sirtut. A sefer Torah, there's a machlokes, the Rambam, Rabbeinu Tam, sefer Torah needs sirtut. That's a sefer Torah. A mezuzah zicha does not need sirtut. There's no din sirtut by a mezuzah. Now, this what? Tefillin do not need sirtut. And here, when we're talking about sirtut, we're speaking about every line. A mezuzah, every line needs sirtut. A sefer Torah is a machlokes, and tefillin zicha does not need sirtut. Now, let's go for it. Oh, we'll talk about that soon. Although the parshiyos of tefillin per se are not required to be written upon sirtut, there's no halacha tefillin needs sirtut, as there is an independent prohibition to write any consecutive three words of Torah on parchment without sirtut, they need a minimal sirtut. There's another halacha, you're not allowed to write three words of divrei Torah without sirtut. That's how divrei Torah should be written. So a mezuzah that has divrei Torah there, so al kaponim, the top line, you need sirtut. Al tzis halacha, not al tzilchus tefillin, al tzis halacha. They need a minimal sirtut. According to the Mechaber, the minimum sirtut is the top line, and that's it. And the lines underneath, you can judge from the top line how it's straight, and the other lines don't need sirtut. That is meyikar adin according to the Mechaber. The Ramah requires that the sides and bottom also should be etched. That means you need also that it should be, that you should have sirtut on the sides and on the bottom. That's the Shittas HaRambam, but you don't need on each line. If the scribe is unable to write all lines straight without them all having sirtut, he should etch them all because Zekei Livan Aveyu. That means that the parsha should be nice, and if he can't make the parsha straight, so he should do this. Our minig is for everyone to etch all the lines. I mean, that means this is zicha not me'ikar adin, because tefillin do not need sirtut, but we want it should be nice, so therefore we make all the lines by the tefillin, which is not me'ikar adin. The sirtut need not be made lishma, with proper intention. Whoever made it, it's good. The sirtut may not be made with lead, ink, or any other marker. That means it should be made only if it's etched out on the cloth. Even the space where there is no writing should remain mark-free. That means tefillin should be, the cloth should be white. It shouldn't be any stains or on the cloth. Yeah, if there are black marks between the letters which cause them to appear touching, the tefillin could possibly be invalid. And this is a Moshe de Kazach, which is, let's talk about what we do know about. We know about a Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah, that many people have a minig, that when they oyle the Torah, they take the gartel or something else, and they kiss the gartel, and they put it on the osius, and there's some saliva that can come off a few times the bathroom, so there's some saliva can come off from the gartel, from the tzitzis, and the osius. Now, what will this saliva accomplish? The saliva will accomplish that there will become a stain between the osius. And it could very well be that through this stain, the osius are connected, which is very, very problematic. And that's what Jess is over. There are black marks between the letters which cause them to appear touching. The tefillin could possibly be invalid. So Agavuche, let's just talk about for 1 minute, there's the zicha, a chibuv mitzvah, where one is oyle the Torah, he should kiss the tzitzis, kisses the Torah, but should be on the amudim, not on the cloth that we are, the amudim on the back, with the amudim, which are niglal, so there's the back of the cloth, there one can do it, the cover godel, there's a chibuv mitzvah, but one should be very careful not to do it on the osius, because it can make a lot of problems. Now, let us see the Lashon of the Mechaber. Ein tzorich l'sartet, there's no need of sirtut, kimshit o yoyne, only the top line. That we're etching out the line over v'imein o yedei l'yasher hashin, and so let us just see the Mishnah Berurah. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, shit o yoyne, mishum de tefillin heine le'aloch le'moshim isin el l'sartet, k'moy mezuzah, there's no din aloch le'moshim need sirtut. Rak mishum dosa lichta im gimel teves mitposik vili sirta. There's another din. You're not allowed to write 3 words of a posik without sirta. Okay. Shemisalte chito yoyna, when you put a line, you etch out a line by the top shita, die, so that's sufficient. Ki stam b'nei odom, yoydim lamid yodom lichtem kol ha-shita shi-shoreis, acha shekosvu shita o yoyna. That means, if you have on the top, you have 1 straight line, so you can follow that line, and the other shittas, there's no need to make sirtut. But come ain't tzorich. There's no need for it. Mishum deim yirtzel l'sartet kol ha-shittim. If you want to make lines for all the shittim, so then the din is lichtav yoyser b'yoysher. You want to make it straighter. The yapis hashitis hashus v'yodai. V'im lo yisirte tefil shita yoyna ayin bebir haloche. There he says there's a machlokes if the shita yoyna will pasul the tzon if it wasn't written. Now let's see further the machaber yisart. So now like this. So Machaber says, "Ein yedei liyasher hashita b'lo yisirtut." He can't write straight lines. Yisartet kol hashuras. He should be sartet all the shuras. B'lo yisartet be'oiferes. He should not make these lines with something that leaves over a color, lead, because mivnei she'amokim asirtut nishar tzavua, and there should not be any other colors in the sefer Torah. Only the osius. Hago, so now let's just finish this Yisartet, Peshut Chile, Zekelo Aver, Yavim Lo Yisirtet, he should be, so if he can't write straight, Lechad Chile should make straight all the Yisirtet. Mishim Zekelo Aver, but Yavim Lo Yisirtet, because of his Shittis Akumis, he wrote crooked lines, Ein Lipskola Tfila. But Yiferes, now he should not make Sirtet with a pencil, Lechem Bidyoye, Besikil, with ink, אפילו בין השיטין עושה לסרטט בוי, אפילו בין השיטין is also עושה, Yeah, also started by Bechosel Chatrub, the ever in Lahachme, Ken Kosovo Lech, Nechmunis Yule Rabbe, Vichuvis Lashmur, Simen Shin Samach Beis, Mefakus Amriyoit, Im Mesutet Bishom Tseva, Shocher Machmes Negi Ois, Bois Oidei Asirtet HaShocher, Amloi Dekosa, Misaches Asirtet Ayin Shom. Now we have over here we have a good picture. We have the Sirtet should be made with, it should be etched out without any colors. What if he made Sirtut with a color, with a pen, with ink? He made Sirtut with ink. So we said he shouldn't do it. Now, if he made the oisiyos that they're touching the Sirtut, there's two S over here. Here's an S, but the line is on top. So, he shouldn't have done it, but it won't pass all the oisiyos because the oisiyos are not touching this line. But if he made the line, the oisiyos are touching the line, so then it comes out that the ois is connected with the other ois, with the sirtut. So then it could be possible. That's what he's saying over here. Okay, we'll stop here. Shabbos.